When a dead whale was reported floating near Wrangell, the troops had to rally. U.S. Forest Service workers found the carcass near this remote beach and tied it to the trees so it wouldn't float away. The site is on Wrangell's Eastern Passage. You have to travel by boat to the site, about 10 miles southeast of town. Translucent Tyvek polysuits are the fashion among the dozen wildlife workers and volunteers gathered around the 35-foot-long carcass of the male juvenile. This isn't a pleasure beach. You have to tiptoe across nearly impossible rocky incline to get to the specimen. NOAA Fisheries veterinarian Kate Savage got the call last night in Juneau. It's 7 a.m. and she's up close with the whale.
There's a list going in my head of the things that I really would like to get and how can I get to it. So, you know, on this one, we're not going to get to any of the bones. And so I just give up on that. But then it's like, okay, we need stomach contents. So how do we get the stomach?
At least a dozen gray whales have been reported in Alaska. Savage has performed over 20 whale necropsies. By now, she knows what she's looking for. Savage assembled a team of local citizen scientists. Anna Allen is a Wrangell-based technician who works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
I mean, it's sad to see, but it is also just an amazing opportunity to be a part of this team and to, you know, be a part of the phenomenon that's kind of going on.
An amazing opportunity and a gross one. The carcass is baking in the mid-70 degree heat.
It's like a mixture of barf and poop. And I don't think I'll find anything remotely close. I'll never complain about things that smell bad ever again.
The team spent the afternoon cutting through blubber and tissue to get to the stomach and intestines. Alan is already looking forward to a shower.
Basically, we're trying to get the fecal matter, you know, out of the intestines, and there just was a buildup of gas, and we cut into it, and it kind of just exploded.
These teams rush to carcasses that are relatively fresh and accessible in the hopes of solving the mystery. Why are gray whales dying? Deaths along Mexico to Alaska total nearly 170 now. 5 whales were reported in Alaska in just over a week, with 3 in Southeast, 1 in Bristol Bay, and 1 near Kodiak. That brings the tally to at least a dozen this year in Alaska alone. NOAA is in its first month of an investigation into why. Declaring this mortality event brings in more funding, experts, and a push for public reporting to solve the mystery. The necropsy today is a fact-finding mission to add to the national effort. NOAA Fisheries spokeswoman Julie Spiegel in Juneau says public reports are important because it allows biologists to respond quicker.
The amount of information that we can get by performing a necropsy on a fresh carcass is so much better because the samples are, you know, in better shape.
Of the dozen gray whales confirmed so far, NOAA has been able to collect baleen, tissue, and feces from 4. Authorities are certain there are many more that remain uncounted. That's because Spiegel says only about a tenth of dead whales are recovered.
So the animals that we do reach to conduct a necropsy are likely representative of the many more that we never see because they fall to the ocean bottom.
The investigation could take months or years, and the mystery might never be solved. In 1999, NOAA declared an unusual mortality event after about 650 dead gray whales were reported up and down the West Coast over 2 years. But by 2001, the numbers dropped. No definitive cause was found, but the high death rate subsided. Until now. Back on Wrangell's rocky beach, the site of the dead whale, Savage says the theories posited 20 years ago are the working hypotheses used today.
You know, malnutrition or lack of proper nutrition, or there's also algal toxins that we're just starting to find more information about.
Then there are the knock-on effects of climate change and with it, vanishing sea ice.
And that impacts just a whole slew of different species. I mean, just like on every different level. And I personally think that, you know, gray whales are one of the victims, but so that's just my little theory, and I'd be open to changing it if we had evidence of something different.
After packing up their samples, the team doesn't plan to come back. The carcass will remain tied up to the beach where it will take months to decompose. As the tides change, land and sea animals can feed off of it. Even though the deaths are unusual and the cause is unknown, nature continues. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.